Oh, just keep chasing pavements. Takeaway correspondent Andrea Bernstein is just back from chasing pavements and other federally funded infrastructure projects in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning.
Now, help me out here. In this recession, you've got a lot of communities around the country looking merely to survive with an infusion of federal dollars. But then you've also got some real big idea initiatives like this one.
You guys always take the train in?
Yeah.
Why?
Saving the planet.
Saving the planet by riding the train. Charlotte, North Carolina is not waiting for the recession. It says it's preparing for the next boom by tripling the size of its transit system. When transit systems around the country are having such troubles, Andrea, why are Charlotte's plans for its transit system so ambitious?
You know, it's so fascinating what has been going on in Charlotte, North Carolina. The mayor there calls himself a conservative Republican. But he decided about 14 years ago when he got elected, he was going to put in a light rail system. And he had a whole plan, and he had a plan to fund it with a half-cent tax. And he got, as you can imagine, a lot of flack from a community where there's a lot of people that live in the suburbs that drive their cars. And he made the argument that this was a part of a business plan for Charlotte, North Carolina. Listen to what he told me when I was down there.
I will say this, the transit line is a great recruitment tool for bringing in new business and attaining business, because one of the major things I show them is that we're preparing for the future as opposed to reacting to the future.
The big idea here, thinking beyond the recession, how's Charlotte going to pay for this transit expansion?
Well, one of the things that it's done is it has had this half-cent tax, and there was a major effort right as this new system was getting launched about a year and a half ago, the Link system, to repeal it, and it was defeated by 70%, and it's really interesting because this has also happened in Denver. You know, when you poll people in the abstract and you say, would you like to pay more for infrastructure for transit, people almost always say yes, and here was a case where it was tested in reality, in real time, and people actually said they wanted it. And, you know, it's amazing in the context of what's going on that, you know, Charlotte does have this funding base. You look at St. Louis, they're cutting a quarter of their service. Atlanta is actually talking about cutting transit service one day a week, which is a sort of an astonishing thing. And, you know, what is amazing is that when you plan the transit system as it's been done in Charlotte, it does stimulate economic activity. I could see active construction, homes getting built, the sort of new dense housing right along the line with access to transit. By the way, this is exactly the kind of thing that President Obama says he wants to do. He set up a task force with the Department of Transportation and HUD to do this sort of development so people don't have to drive. And one of the ways they did this in Charlotte, I was speaking with Kevin Parker. He's the head of the system. And he was telling me about how they built the trains to look like works of art and to have stops in really convenient places right near the Bank of America, near the arena. And what's happening is that has actually removed a lot of the stigma of transit. You know, in a lot of places, people feel like only poor people or people who have no choice would take mass transit. But in Charlotte, you really do see a mix. And we took a little ride down the on the Lynx train, and we had a chat about how it was going. And he told me about an experience he had a year ago where there was a pretty unusual combination of people on the train.
So about a year ago, we had what we call the monster jam tractor pull. These big trucks run over top of each other. And so you had lots of folks with jeans and T-shirts, and they were dressed for that event. On the same day, there was a formal event downtown. And so I saw a number of women with the nice sequin gowns on and gentlemen with their tuxedos.
So we're talking about tractor pulling the economy there. That's Keith Parker, the chief executive of the Charlotte Area Transit System. Sounds like a guy with a lot of credibility.
Yeah, and what's amazing is that I did find this among the riders, and that in a city where just a year or 2 years ago they were talking about should they have a transit system, and now the question that people are saying, and rider after rider said this to me, is, you know, let's get a new line. Where is my line? And, you know, to have this kind of a discussion in a southern city where a lot of the development was this old sort of 1970s model, cul-de-sac developments, people would get into their cars. You know, people actually still do like that. One driver that I spoke to, you know, I said to her, would you take the transit? And she was like, I'm not so sure. Listen to this. How do you feel about driving? You like driving?
I do. Yeah. Traffic's not too bad.
So you like being in your own environment with your coffee cup.
Yes.
Getting to come and go as you please.
Yep.
Yeah. And even though Charlotte is this, you know, newly blue state, there is still some, you know, healthy red state skepticism about taxes.
We're paying these increased sales taxes to benefit one very small slice of Charlotte.
So I'm wondering why Charlotte is making this big bet. I mean, they're not cutting back their transit plans, even despite the economic problems.
No, they're not. And one of the things is because they really do see it as the buffer. I mean, the mayor was saying that he's using it as a recruitment tool. They're signing up companies. You know, Charlotte is a town that has been reinventing itself since Reconstruction. And, you know, they're sort of looking to the next new thing. And I kept saying, you know, is it in the DNA? Is it in the water? But this is one of the few places in America where the leadership sees planning and transit as key to economic recovery. And there are signs that it's going to get to the city out of its, you know, 11.4% unemployment problem that it's facing now.
All right. Well, Andrea Bernstein, thanks so much. As always, keep chasing those pavements.
Thank you. And by the way, there's a slideshow of the system on thetakeaway.org.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.